Hi, game. Welcome to another episode of Finding Happy with Happy Dad. I'm back with Chello, my sister.
Hey.
Okay, Chell. So, actually, I've been putting off this topic, but I know that it's something that a lot of people can relate to, and you know, especially during these times, it's maganda magkaroon ng resource or at least someone to, or at least hear people talk about it. Okay, so we are gonna talk about anxiety and living with it. Okay, so first, again, I want to make it clear that Chello and I are not doctors. We are,
we are patients.
We definitely, if you're dealing with something, you know, the best bet pa rin is going to, you know, seeking professional help. So again, this is a kwentuhan and how we manage it on our own. Yeah. Okay. So siguro the first one is, in fairness naman, may briefing tayo in this episode.
Nax, some structure.
Structure. Okay. Ikaw, Chell, how did you get to know anxiety? Paano mo siya nakilala? Kailan mo siya nakilala?
Oh. I think it's always been a part of me. We talk about it, right? Like we all three of us kind of grew up a little like neurotic, you know, a little in our heads.
Yeah.
And I think though, for the most part of my life, like anxiety would manifest as like stress, you know, like for me to keep moving, to get things right, to get things perfect. But it was only in the past few years that I kind of started experiencing a different level of anxiety, which is more like the crippling kind. Like sometimes it'll really like paralyze you from really doing or accomplishing anything. So that's what I found more difficult to deal with, to be honest.
Would you say that, ano, the physical manifestations, parang that's what popped out more when...
Yeah, definitely, because sometimes it would really render me useless. Like, I don't know if you've experienced this, but, you know, when you're just so anxious and so worried about so much, you can't even get yourself to move because the thought of even starting something already brings you so much stress. The expected failure is preventing you from getting anything done or starting anything.
Okay. And so, yeah. So when were you able to differentiate, okay, this is anxiety, and this is no longer just stress?
I think it's really helped me that it's really been part of the conversation nowadays, right? Like, I think when we were growing up, none of us talked about this. Mm. None of us, you know, we may have been dealing with these things already for a very long time, but we never discussed it. It was, you know, like, I think, for example, with me, like, people would just see it as, oh, she's a tense person or an intense person. But it was never like, oh, this is what I'm feeling. This is anxiety. So I think the fact that more information is out there, more people are willing to talk about it, etc. Like, I think that's when I started like identifying it myself too. And of course, when I started seeking like professional help, that was definitely something I was able to discover.
Yeah. And yeah. I know, would you say that, for example, when you would be stressed at work, because yun nga, you were nasa agency life ka, and oh fuck, parang kumbaga, my question is, would you agree that anxiety puts on different masks?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And that's the thing. You don't even, it's not like, sometimes it takes different forms. Like sometimes it creeps up on you. Mm-hmm. You feel it building. Or sometimes it'll just like hit you. Mm-hmm. You know, like I find that usually it's in the morning when you wake up, you already, you can suddenly feel that.
Really?
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm. I think yeah. I'm an intense case.
No. I mean, it's good yeah. because parang I think yung mangyayari naman dito, like may kanya-kanya tayong kwento. Diba?
Yeah.
And when I say mask though, parang sometimes most people don't know that they actually have an anxiety disorder or, you know, or at least are heading towards that because it comes out as anger. It comes out as resentment,
frustration,
envy, frustration. So it's not that easy to say, oh, I have anxiety, diba? Mm. Ako, in my case naman, tama ka, we were all very neurotic growing up. We second, triple, quadruple guessed our actions, every action we made, diba?
Yeah.
And that carried over to work. That carried over from relationships to work to family life.
Mm.
Yung akin naman, the first time I really felt, I grew up thinking, and Sab would always make fun of me na parang, relax. Parang,
yeah.
Mag-order lang tayo ng sushi. Parang, you don't have to be so stressed about it. Parang ganun.
Right.
Ako, I would ride along with that na parang, nain ako, ito na naman ako. Parang, laging stressed. You know, laging high strung.
Yeah.
Pero the first time I felt this and it you know, led me to actually talking to you and, you know, really researching and finding out what's going on was, yun nga, at a wedding. And one, I'm socially awkward, diba? So I didn't know that was one of my triggers, like a social gathering. And I guess even before this quarantine, like I had a pretty close knit circle. It was you guys, my family, friend, band, ganun lang, and work. So at a wedding, biglang naramdaman ko, may nagkaroon na ng physical manifestations. I suddenly couldn't, you know, all I could feel was tingling in my fingers. I couldn't pause. I couldn't stop my brain from running.
Racing.
And nakakatawa nga in that wedding, kunento ko nga kay Lauren, who was there. Na the whole time nakausap ko siya, wala akong naririnig sa sinasabi niya. As in, it was like...
Oh, like a ringing in your head.
Yeah. It was like, bakit yung to? Bakit ko? May kausap ako? Bakit may nagtitingle? And, fuck. And I remember Sab telling me like, tara, let's... As in, it was a wedding and I didn't get a drink. It was that bad. I was so scared na if I drank, worsen, and then Sab brought me to the dance floor. And Chel, nasa dance floor ako. It felt like the dance floor was sinking.
Oh God!
I was melting into the floor.
Because of your dance moves.
I was on fire.
Going low.
I was on fire. But
that's stressful.
And I was looking around and parang. So it was compounded by the fact that everyone was having fun. And why am I like this? Ano nangyayari sa akin? What's going on? What's going on? So that was my first episode. And again, I think that's why I asked you. Parang when was the first time you actually met her? You really got to know her, Nana. Okay, hindi lang talaga to stress.
Oh, I think things got pretty bad in maybe that was like 2 years ago. Like I was saying, right, it's either it'll get me really high strung or incredibly like depressed. So I remember that was at work. I just had major meltdowns. Like it was really bad. Like most embarrassing thing was when I got so upset because the food I ordered was wrong. Like we were at a production, we were editing, it was late at night. And then I was looking forward to my katsudon. Like that's all I was looking forward to. And then I got into like a heated argument with a client. And right as I put the phone down, I was already so upset. The food comes and it's tonkatsu.
Oh no.
Walang you know, egg. When I say it now, it's just like, oh my God, Chel, what the fuck? But at the time, I got so upset, like crying. Mm-hmm. Like, this is it, katsudon. Like, sa yung egg? But walang egg? Like, ganong levels. As in, oh my God, like, uncontrollable. And it was just like a series of that. Like, me getting really upset. You know, obsessing late at night. I would sleep really late or get up at 4 a.m. I think I told you this, right? Like, I would have 4 a.m. episodes. Like, I would wake up exactly 4 a.m. every day, sweating, sometimes crying. Like, it was so bad.
Grabe. Alam mo, you know what? Just, ano lang. Sorry to cut you. Pero, I had a friend nga message me eh. And, kasi, he was there at that wedding when I was, and pretty much parang the only way I could cope during that wedding was trying to tell different people or trying to hear lang, have you ever felt this way? So anyway,
yeah.
So he messaged me and yun yung sinabi niya. Sabi niya sa akin na for the past 2 weeks, he's been waking up at 4 in the morning.
Mm.
And his mind is racing. Can't go back to sleep. And he had to learn different breathing techniques to finally sleep. You were saying. Go.
No, that was really intense. Like, it was bad because it was just a vicious cycle, you know? Like, I would obviously feel like kind of like wired throughout the day because I barely got sleep.
Mm.
And then come home. It was bad. And then when I was saying that sometimes it manifests as like depression, it was I was really stressed out at work that I woke up one day and I couldn't even go.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get up. I couldn't do anything. I flipped my phone over and that went on for a whole week.
Wow.
I didn't even, you know, I couldn't even talk to my team, to my boss. It was.
And yung nakakatawa dun, I always thought, you know, before we actually talked about these things, I always thought lang na, Chelo is just so high strung and like she needs to do well at her job. Pero when I found out nga na you were like, fuck work, di ba parang that was like the ultimate indicator na this goes beyond the daily stress of work.
Yeah. It was no longer like, you're right. It was no longer like, oh, I'm just a perfectionist or I want something certain way. It was really like, I could feel how chemical it was. You know what I mean? Like, the mere fact that I couldn't even get myself to look at my phone, the thought of a notification would get my heart like racing. I couldn't do it. Like, even the thought of ordering food was stressing me out. Yeah, and it was really bad because I came to work the Monday after. The moment I walked into the office, I felt myself shaking. I was crying. I had to talk to my boss. Luckily, she understood. I talked to my team. I was like sobbing to them. It was, I was like a child. I was like, I can't do this. And so I took another week off.
Shit.
Oh. Yeah. So it's really been a part of me. Even, you know, like the social anxiety, I totally get you. And, you know, most people who meet me when we're out probably don't like expect that from me because I'm like, hey, you know, honestly, that side of me really compensates for that, for like the anxiety that builds up like right before, you know, before I go out, like I get really sweaty. I just like, I can't breathe. And like, I've canceled dates. I've canceled dinners just because I really can't, I don't know what it is. It's like, maybe that's, you know, that's why I drink. That's why I love to drink. It's like, it helps me forget for a moment, but not recommended. Okay. As a,
yeah,
as a way to fix it.
Yeah. Ako naman parang, kaya siguro I never took my social anxiety too seriously because I always thought that it was more of like, parang ano lang ako, parang, parang nerdox lang. Parang, I'd rather be home and I'd rather just play a video game. And that's what I always thought.
Mm.
I guess when, well, okay. But again, I think what I wanna, ano rin is, I think for me, for example, I think it's life experiences that shape what, parang kumbaga, you can't say it's either or, it's chemical lang, or it's because of kwari. You were raised a certain way, you got into this type of relationship at this age, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They work together, eh, diba? So parang,
yeah, as,
like you mentioned, parang, you know, we were raised perfectly. I mean we love our parents, but you know, our dad is such a performer, alam mo yun, he's such a He was our idol basically growing, yeah, up, diba? And he was like, if it's 6 a.m. you have to be there 5:45 para you're, yeah, on time, parang ganon. So we grew up like that, na parang we have to, you know. But I don't blame that because, for example, yung nangyari with yung nangyari sa amin when we lost our child. And yun nga, Sab was in the ICU for 10 days. Pancho was in the ICU for 60 days. Those things, you know. And after that, you know, I didn't talk to Sab. I mean, I didn't cry to her for like a year or 2 years.
I remember.
I didn't cry to anyone. So those things, you know, they... nag-fester siya in my brain, in my heart, and therefore, oh, kasi ano eh, parang it's still, nothing can, there's nothing worse than, you know, waiting for a doctor or looking at a fucking vital stats machine and just staring at it, hoping that it will improve by the second. So that type of anxiety and that type of fear and that type of crippling fear, I carried over, which I didn't realize I did. You know? And it compounded with everything, who I am and whatever. It, parang pumutok lang siya bigla. Na parang na, the funny thing is, during those times, never had an episode. I don't know. Pero parang what I was talking to you about, yung physical manifestations, tingling and all these things, hyperventilating. I don't remember feeling those things or experiencing those things. But in a fucking wedding na wala lang, naramdaman ko. Yun. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, yun nga, it, and this is just my personal assessment of myself. It's good to know that there are chemical imbalances, but at the same time, acknowledging your past.
Yeah, definitely. That's what my doctor actually explained to me, that these chemical imbalances could have been present long before, you know, maybe in early adulthood or even like when you were a teenager. But as your life experiences start to become more complex and, you know, the traumas that you experience are just, you know, they get worse and worse as you grow older. So it really triggers these kind of like these symptoms. I think that the trauma is such a big thing. Like, even if it's as simple as, you know, for example, you have social anxiety, maybe because what comes up in your head or in your subconscious even is like that time that somebody judged you for what you were wearing or made a comment that made you uncomfortable. And, you know, all of those things are just wrapped up in your head. And so when you go out, it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's it. You're just like, you're already expecting similar things to happen, similar events to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, with what's happening with the world now, it's not like the, it's not like the most comforting environment for people actually, you know, have this. How have you been, both in terms of living alone in another country and dealing with all the news?
I think the living alone may not have been such a big adjustment for me because I was, you know, living alone already for quite a while. It's more of the uncertainty of, you know what I mean? Like this year, I'm supposed to be on campus, but I'm not. I have 2 years to finish my master's, but looks like the first year is, you know, I'm not even going to be able to find work while I finish my master's. You know, things like that have really made me so anxious. And I have healthy coping mechanisms and I have very unhealthy ones. You know, I have like been drinking a lot. Actually, not as much as the start of the lockdown. Start of the lockdown, when it was really like we were really in isolation, I had a bottle of wine every night. And it was interesting. It was so satisfying.
Mura ang wine sa Australia.
Yeah, mura kasi yung wine, y'all. So, yung iniinom ko. And I guess it would help. Like, it would help me sleep or whatever. And sometimes people got a kick out of it because I felt inspired to do, like, you know, stupid shit online. But I kind of had to moderate that because it felt like it was just making everything worse, to be honest. Like the next day when you wake up hungover, you feel worse than you did the day before. So not recommended, guys.
Yeah. Kami naman nung, when this whole thing started. Kaya nga, ano chill, diba? I think na-share na namin to sa podcast. But the day before COVID totally exploded and the date that marks that for me is when the NBA shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks was positive. Parang
sorry, why did I laugh?
Kasi it was like, what? They closed, they stopped the NBA. Parang, di ba? I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business, industry, whatever. But the day before that, yun nga, I had a concussion, di ba? I fainted in
right.
Giho, was in the ER. It was Sab beside me for 4 hours, and apparently I was just on loop, just saying the same thing over and over again. And Sab was like freaking out, and she thought that it was parang she told me like she was so prepared na it's gonna be like 51st dates.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah, she was so prepared.
My god.
Ganun. So actually ngayon, we can't even talk about that night na because she's so traumatized. FYI, nag-basketball kasi ako, tapos dumiretso sa gig na hindi ako nag-dinner, nahimatay ako, and then I hit my head on the ground. Okay.
Another not recommendation.
Yeah. So imagine mo, sabi ng doctor, like it takes 16 to 24 hours before you kind of have some clarity. So when I woke up, I had this blank space from last night, and the NBA closed, you know, and then the world was like changing. So I think from that point on, and lalo na dito, di ba, parang it doesn't help. Kasi parang it's not like we have leaders that, you know, who go online or you hear their voice and it calms you down. That says, like, I'm sure you guys, at least you and Atimia, have, you know, that had that source of, this is what's happening, this is what we're doing as your government, and let's calm down. Dito, it was like, putang ina, bilhin na tayo ng vitamin C. Ganyan. Ganyan. Kakagulo na sa mga supermarket. Ganyan. I agree with you. I think that's something that maybe that's what we can talk about now. The healthy and unhealthy practices we've been doing during this lockdown. So, unhealthy drinking, I agree. Ako rin, like, the first... Ako kasi like in terms of drinking, it really changed kasi when yung nga, when I had kids eh, parang nothing is worse than being drunk and then magigising yung anak mo, because one, you feel like a fucking horrible human being. And by the way, this hasn't happened a lot of times, once or twice naman. And that happened naman nung okay, birthday ni Sab, let's enjoy or whatever, and then he sings si Vito or whatever. So anyway.
Pinamit pa si Sab.
So, anyway, that's one. And two, you know, I just don't, wala, paraning lang talaga ako actually having my kids in bed with us. And I don't wanna be fucking rolling over and doing shit, diba? So anyway, but with that said, I think I would have a drink a night. Isn't that bad? But there were nights that I would do binge. That's the worst.
Yeah, we're bingers, aren't we? I'm a binger. Like, it's so bad. But that's the thing. The one thing I had to stop was binging by myself. Yun talaga yung... the worst habit. I still drink. I can drink all I want when I'm with people. But when I'm by myself, no, that's like... you wake up in a dark, dark hole.
Well, kasi ano eh. Honestly, like, kung ano yung, kahit nga yung first few Zoom inumans ko, I felt so weird kasi. Parang I felt like this wasn't, it wasn't helping because... the best part of an inuman is you're getting, you know, you both know that you're getting drunk together. Alam mo yun, parang, you don't have to talk about it. Diba? Parang, I don't think, parang, I think yung last time siguro na, like me and Manny said, like, hey Manny, nalalasing na ako. Parang, ayun ko, parang college pa. Hindi naman. Pero, I mean, it's not like, hey, sabay na tayo ha? Sabay na tayo. I mean, you're not doing that. There's just this level of, okay, we're connecting. And with the Zoom inumans, didn't you feel that? Parang weird lang.
Well, like with me and my girlfriends, there's a lot of, where's your drink? It's like, which you get, you don't have to ask when you're in person.
Yeah.
It's like, no, and it's like, because with me, like, for example, with me and my close friends, like, we're the types pa who, like, scream over each other. So sometimes it's not the most successful, like, conference.
But it wouldn't be a good podcast.
No, not at all. You wouldn't pick up anything. Yeah, it's weird. Obviously, I save those with, like, people from back home, right? But that's always fun, naman. It's just weird when you go to bed after. Yung parang like, ha 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 ha. And then,
yeah.
Okay, night guys, love you, ganyan. And then when you end the session, it's like,
so quiet.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I'm so hammered. And I'm like, by myself.
Never, kasi pagkwari lang sa'yo, nag-inuman ka with friends, diba? At least may ano naman, parang, sige, ligpit na tayo? Ligpit na? You bring the glasses in or you pay the bill. There are things that sober you up before you go home.
Right.
You go to bed. Ito parang, shut a laptop. Kaya ako, you know me. I'm so, me and my, parang nagiging philosophical ako eh, pag naging buzzed ako. Like,
I just
shut off my friend. Parang, bakit? Like, why? Parang, what's happening? Why are our levels so different? Mga ganun yung mga thoughts ko, kaya it's so weird. What?
You sound fun.
Pero, so, okay. So, that's obviously an unhealthy habit. Thank God that both of us have stopped smoking. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
How about ito naman? This is one thing that you called me out on. I thought a healthy way of dealing with anxiety was as in being ultra duper, super duper productive and just like, you know, like when the quarantine happened, that's what I did, diba? Right?
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You were so fired up on working out.
Yeah.
And ako naman, it was editing videos, making music, ganyan. Pero once it stops or once you feel biglang mababurnout ka and then biglang you realize, oh shit, ang dami ko pa pala. I haven't faced a lot of things that I was actually dealing with. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that? Parang kasi ikaw nag-ano kay yoga attack, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah, because there was like, I think everybody felt it, right? There was like this pressure to be hyper-productive because, you know, nobody wants to be like, because I think at the time, it was like, kamusta fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it was like, everyone, and I love it, you know, but everyone is like, how are you? How are you coping? And somehow that also drives you to do things because it's like, well, you know, I don't want the next time somebody asks me this, I'm going to say, oh, I was laying on my ass again for a whole day. Mm. You know, I don't tell them that I was like watching my class in bed. Like, no, I'm like, oh yeah, working out. You know, it's like, it's a way of saying, hey guys, I'm okay. But you're really not.
Yeah.
And I think my friend actually explained it to me perfectly. Like the problem with that kind of like go, go, go thing is, you know, you deplete, all of your energy is depleted.
Okay.
And once you lose that energy, that's when all the negativity comes in. And you know what I mean? Like conserve your energy for each day.
Nice.
So sometimes I literally have, and if I know I'm feeling this way, I literally have like just 3 things to do today. And it's as simple as do your laundry, buy garlic and onion in the grocery, you know, like very simple things, but will get you to go out or, well, not in this case, but like to get up, get out of bed and do something. But when you expect yourself to like, okay, after I work out, I'm going to achieve this, you know, like you have to give yourself a break, like a breather. And that's when, I think that's why I also took a pause I took a break with yoga for maybe like 2 weeks or something, because it stopped being my break. It was being like, I have to perform better each day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was no longer the relaxing, calming thing. It was like, damn it. Like, you know what I mean? Like I nailed this yesterday, but why am I not doing it today? You know, it's complete opposite of what it's supposed to do for you. So now, yeah, I've really like gone back to my practice and I treat it as, you know, like this would be good for me, but not you have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ako naman, ang ginawa ko naman, sobrang naman na-addict rin ako sa weights. And like after 2 weeks, I had na-injure yung arm ko, I had all these back issues and carpal tunnel because nga I was like overdoing it. And I think that's a reflection rin of our mind. Diba? Na parang the brain is a muscle. And if you just go, 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 and you don't have any cool downs or whatever, voila, it's gonna burn out. And
it's gonna fatigue, yeah.
And it's just gonna be stuck with the pain. Especially if you don't have a proper pre and post workout routine.
Yeah.
So actually, ako, what super helps me now is nakakatawa eh, yung episode ng Finding Happy with Ali. One episode was journaling. Yeah. So I just basically asked him, so I go, pwede ba tayo uminom? Tapos ituro ko sa'yo kung paano mag-journal. Sige. Eh, kito ba rin, nag-note siya. Anyway,
cute.
One of the most important lines that I write in like my 5-minute journal in the morning is, today would be great. So in the morning, I put that. And in the beginning, I had such a hard time. Parang because I would always write very, very broad and big things. Like, today would be great if all my work is done. If I'm effective and gini-ganyan. And then slowly, you know, as time went on, parang kuwari kahapon, today would be great if Pancho's therapy goes well.
Mm.
Or today would be great if I have one new memory with the boys.
Mm.
And it's so nice to look at in the evening or even the next day.
Mm.
Because kasi yung format ng akin is grateful for today would be, so I write 3 things. So, and then I really had to push myself na gawin mo mababaw. So sometimes like I write grateful for being able to see the clouds from my home office. You know? And then today would be great. And then a daily affirmation. And then at night, before I go to bed, I write 3 amazing things that happened today. And today would have been better if. So anyway, parang for me, that simple practice, like you said, bought garlic, did laundry. if you set yourself up for the day na, okay, today would be great if I cooked one dish,
mm-hmm.
and then you actually did cook the dish, and then mm-hmm. you write about it.
Yeah.
Then your self-assessment, you know, or parang you won't be
disappointed,
hard,
yeah,
or be as hard as on yourself as you would normally be.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that.
Hmm.
I actually think like thinking about it personally, like, you know, I write in a journal, the journal you gave me, pa.
Mm.
But I have yet to practice that. And I think it would also help if it's like, today would be great if followed by something that you can control.
Mm.
Because I think it's also tough, like, today would be great if I met the love of my life or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so at the end of the day, right? Well, today was shit. But yeah, like things that you can control. I think that's great. Like, yeah, I always think that about myself. Like even cooking, because you know, I got so obsessed with it and then I just lost the energy for it already. So now, yeah, I just tell myself, okay, just cook one meal today. That's it. Doesn't have to be perfect. It's manageable.
Yeah. And siguro ano, ako naman, I think it would be nice if we could end with our healthy tips for dealing with anxiety now. So that's one, journaling. Pero before ano, you share yours, ako, it's the way I see it is, it's like kung paano ka mag, how you deal with your body and how specifically your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Na, if you wanna, let's say, start fresh, you do a cleanse. That's why people do these cleanses, ganyan, ganyan. So for me, like a cleanse would be, kware, ako, I decided, okay, no Twitter. I go 3 days without Twitter.
Yes.
Absolutely no Twitter or Facebook. Let's say I won't talk to this specific person. So cleansing yung information that you get, just so that you can be good to yourself. You know, would you agree?
Yeah.
Have you been doing that with
me? Ako, alam mo naman, queen ako of social media cleanse eh.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanse, then attack. Ganon. I have these, you know, these weird breaks from it. But I think it's really, it can do wonders because, yun nga, it's the whole thing about pressuring yourself. And this pressure also comes from people who follow you, your friends or whatever, who, you know, I'm like 80% sure none of them actually really think about what I post or care about what I post. But for some reason, right, that's part of it. Like, you know, like talking about getting things done.
Hmm.
You know, you feel like that's what you need to post.
Yeah.
Or watching other people being super productive, super, they're super fit, you know, while you're eating a box of wings or something. It's just so like, you know, so that helps also like kind of, it helps you like go back to yourself and not compare and not, you know, feel pressured or anything. And I think that's why the whole practice of journaling is great, because it's essentially like the same thing. It's like also an outlet to say, this is what I did today, this is why my day was great, but without that layer of like possible judgment or, you know,
yeah,
or need for validation.
Yeah,
that's what it eliminates. So I think that's a really great practice now.
And so from cleansing, diba, a part of cleansing is you pretty much shit everything.
Mm.
Diba? What I would recommend.
I would shit.
What I would recommend shitting. my style of shitting. Teka, sorry. My recommended style of shitting is I have this other journal naman that whenever I'm feeling anxious, it's from a book I read in how writers get rid of their writer block, pero I thought it was very applicable. Mm-hmm. You pretty much you write 6 pages of nothing. No mm-hmm. structure, just keep writing tuloy-tuloy until mag 6 pages ka.
Okay.
So whenever, like, I think during this quarantine I've had 2 panic attacks. And surprisingly, again, they came from very random moments. Like, you're watching Gone Girl, then I just felt the room moving, and I finally had to tell Sab, like, hey, I think I'm having a panic attack. So I went outside and then I got the notebook and I just started scribbling for 6 pages. And sometimes, like, when I'm a little anxious, I go back and I read that 6-page weird monologue just to see, parang, just so for that moment, I can see myself from an outsider's view.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganyan ka pala, Jim, mag-isip when you're mm-hmm. having those episodes. So that's for me, that's been a
That happens to me too. That, like, I've kind of forced myself to do that when I'm feeling this way. Like, but I like the 6 pages thing. But I'll just, because I realized when I started, like, seriously, like, writing in my journal, I was also editing myself. You know, like, I tried to write the good things, like, you know, and there were days that I would avoid, like, I even had social anxiety with my journal. Mm-hmm. Like, I would avoid writing in it when I didn't do, you know, when I had a shitty day or I didn't. So now it's like, fuck, okay. My mind is racing. All of these things have been bothering me. And, you know, I just write it. And it's, you know, and it's really helped me, you know, like, I've looked back on, I remember there's one day I was having extreme anxiety about being here. And, you know, I was getting homesick, I guess. And then I looked back at a page from, like, before I left. And I was, like, so anxious about waiting, like, to find out if I got into my school. And it's just like, you know, it's just a great way to show yourself that, you know, things pass, things get better. And you survive. Right?
Yeah. Ako, just the other day, I opened up one of my journals and then every day I was just writing about how tense I was of the birth of Vito. And now he's turning 1 year old.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see yourself and see your thoughts laid out like that, as opposed to they're just in your head and they're just clutter. And you know how I fucking hate clutter. And just imagine how our brains are. Because it's like a CPU na every millisecond there's new information. Like, so it's just all clogged up there. Kaya kailangan mo ilabas.
Shit.
Oh. And
kung
and,
my brain fart, my brain shit.
Yes. And once you cleanse, you shit, then you have to have a proper diet. Hindi naman pwedeng, okay, nag 3-day cleanse ako, time for Burger King.
I feel so attacked.
Para okay game, dalawang Shakey's pizza na. Kasi
Gabi. Sorry, not everyone. I just wanted to be clear, I'm not as judgy about that. So, eat what you want. in moderation.
Ganun nangyari na nag-cleanse kami ni Sab. So bad. In day 3, sobrang nag-aaway kami. And then, nag-backdo na lang kami. Anyway, so, why do you need a proper diet? Kasi nga, you just cleanse your system. Introduce it slowly, diba? So parang, let's say, you took out Twitter for 3 days. That doesn't mean that on the 4th day, you spend the whole day just scrolling. Now, in terms of proper diet, I want to hear your thoughts, Ren. Like, ano yung recommendations mo? Ano yung, what's the proper diet for the mind?
I hesitate to say this because, you know, it's so like, namastangin na mo, you know, yung ganyan. It's so, because, you know, you see some people like overdoing it with a yoga is my life. You know? But I really have to say, whatever form of mindfulness you can find, it's extremely beneficial to your mind, to your body, but your mind first. Like, what I love about yoga is that it forces you to spend at least 30 or sometimes to 90 minutes of just listening to the instructor and your breath.
That's true.
Like, you're forced to clear your mind because you will literally stumble, fall, or, you know, hurt yourself if you don't concentrate and if you don't focus on just that. So that's something that's really helped me the past few years. I mean, I'm really the type of person, you know this about me, like I'm the type of person who will get into things and then I'm tired of it. But with this, I've really stuck to it because it's like, it's, you know, I'm not drawn to it because of just excitement. It's really like, I feel like it really helps me calm down. Like, I remember when I was still working, sometimes I would like leave for a yoga class and then come back to work.
Yeah.
And even my team sometimes would be like, you know, I could tell that I'm being intense when they'd be like, do you have yoga tonight? Like, yeah, you should go. Don't worry, we got it covered. Like, talaga. Because iba talaga yung nagagawa for me. But, you know, like there's some people then who meditate, to do breathing exercises. That is like, seriously, like I wouldn't recommend anything else, actually.
Yeah, tama ka.
And the social media cleanse talaga, oh my God.
Yeah.
Twitter is toxic for the soul, everyone. I quit Twitter 2-3 years ago and
it really is.
Grabe. Yeah.
So, ako, tama yun. I was gonna say that mindfulness and just being in the now. And that's why if you read the book Power of Now, that's why it promotes nga na when, that's why people do skydiving. Because in that moment, it's one of the rare moments in your life that you are purely focused on what's happening at the moment. Diba? Mm-hmm. Like parang, I have no idea how skydiving works. Pero parang, ano ba, don't pull the chute or something. Or don't choke the instructor. Alam mo yan? Parang, whatever. In that moment, that's all you're thinking about. You are in the moment.
So
that's one mindfulness. My second one is reaching out to people to help.
Oh, I was about to say that. Okay.
There is no, kumbaga, I always tell my friends and, you know, you guys, like whenever you're down, that it's such a great cure for the soul when you're able to help someone else. So by being active and proactive and seeking people who may need help can actually help you even more.
Yeah.
And sometimes nga, like, you know how you have to, you know, like when they say like when a friend is in need and then linapitan ka, and then you say, and then you share your problems. Mm. Diba? Parang that may come off wrong. Pero if you do it in a way na, kumbaga syempre kailangan may timing. Let's just say, for example, Cello comes to me and says, Kuy, I'm sad about school. And then I say, alam mo, Chel, ako rin, I'm sad about, you know, my whatever. It's about timing rin. Yeah, you listen. And then the next opportunity that you get, I should go out and reach out to you and say, Chel, I'm dealing with this. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun?
I think that's a key thing. It's like, it's not about like one-upping each other. It should always come from a place of empathy that, yeah, I feel you. That's why, you know, like when I was going through this or whatever, because you notice it sometimes, right? When you talk to people, like, well, with me, my situation, like when I talk to some people back home, it's like a, you know, like they'll ask how I am and I'll tell them like, oh yeah, I've just been really, and then they'll be like, they're coming out dito, sama talaga, like it's really weird. You know what I mean? Like it's not comforting. Mm-hmm. It's just like you suddenly feel bad about your situation, like even feeling bad about your own situation because somebody's going through worse. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and I think a note to that is, yes, reach out to people, but sabi nga ni Brené Brown.
Yes, which I super, thank you for that, Reco, finally pinanood.
Yes.
Ang ganda nun, yung may artwork siya about empathy, diba? And like,
mm-hmm.
See that video?
Yeah. So, and I think, I'm not sure which one I'm referencing na though, because there was a Netflix series, a Netflix show, and the one on YouTube, which that was the one that went viral, right? But she talks about vulnerability and being selective about who you expose that to. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it'll just make you feel worse. You know, like sometimes you'll have that friend who will, you know, say, oh, but my situation is worse. Or that friend who might make you feel more judged. Or who will, you know, just brush off everything that you talk about and say, oh, things will get better. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
So you should also be careful, hold it dear, like be precious with your vulnerability, your emotions, because not everyone deserves it. Not everyone deserves to hear about your story or whatever. So
yeah.
Choose people who you feel safe with.
Yeah, yung empathy, ang flop nito, pero I'm going to attempt. Pero I think the animation showed like, ano eh, parang real empathy and parang is, if you're, wag na nga, basta parang yung tao, yung the person who's grieving or the person who's vulnerable is nasa baba. Fake empathy is being up above them and saying, alam mo, okay naman dito eh. Alam mo, or at least saying na, alam mo, tingnan mo, maganda nga yung araw eh. Alam mo yan? Or, punta ka kaya dito, tingnan mo, dami mo makikita. Mm. Real empathy is going down and just
leveling.
Holding the person and listening.
Yes.
So, with that, ako yung last ko in this diet. The funny thing is, alam mo naman, Chel, I think, and I've shared no, on the podcast kasi na I've had, parang may trauma ako, tayo, with, parang kumbaga our relationship with religion has been rocky because it, you know, we grew up in a generation where we don't do that, you'll go to hell. Diba? Mm-hmm. And from that, your brain develops. Your brain is more curious. diba? Mm-hmm. So, therefore, we started questioning, like, why is Sunday Mass like this? Diba? And then, ako, in that curiosity, so, it, kumbaga, it was, it, it's been a, it's really been a rocky relationship na parang, I need something personal. I'm such a personal dude. I need connection, diba? And okay. sorry, Mass. I can't connect. I wanna get out. I want this to be done. Mm-hmm. So in my curiosity, I think I've been blessed enough to been able to pick up from different aspects of spirituality to help improve my relationship with God and my faith. So, in a sense na, yun nga, one thing that I had to get rid of is that ano, parang the association of God as if you fuck up, he'll punish you. Parang ganon. So anyway, ang point ko is, that's my third diet. And again, it's not about what religion that, or whatever your beliefs are. My point is that what I learned in my experience is that we really will go through trials. This life will make you go through trials that the human spirit cannot handle. And therefore, I personally believe that you have to nourish your soul with something beyond what humans can manage. And yun, so ako parang, that's why even talking about this is, you know, and talking about it on the podcast, I just did it for the first time actually in our last wake up. Pero again, I alam mo naman yung child, diba? Parang we grew up nga mad at people who are like, ano ba? Parang, like, I'm Christian. Fuck you. Alam mo yun, parang, parang judgy. And I hope you know that that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm actually just sharing na, yeah, you will really face trials talaga that the human heart can't handle. So that's my, I would recommend that. I'm not saying do this. I'm not telling you to, you know, what I'm saying is seek it at least, or at least try to get to know something other beyond our comprehension and actually submitting to the fact that it is beyond our comprehension. Yeah.
I love that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Bigat!
Why?
You know, I'm sure kasi, you know, I really wanted to do this because I've been getting a lot of letters now from the mailbag, and there are a lot actually that are right now, the letter senders that are hurting themselves, and you know, and that's why I wanted to make it clear that this is not at all a medical thing. At the end of the day, part of the diet is also acknowledging, part of the diet is seeking a nutritionist. Seeing maybe, you know, maybe all these things that we're recommending to manage yourself, is you need to first seek counsel and see if you need, there's some chemical imbalance going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just a final note, siguro, like on, you know, like with the boom of self-care, you know, in the past few years, like I think one thing I learned about it is like, it's not about pampering yourself and, you know, yeah, like, you know, it's not as shallow as it's portrayed to be, but like I think it's really about self-love and forgiving yourself and working through your traumas. I think this is the perfect time actually for everyone to be doing that, because, you know, we have all this time in isolation. And I've discovered that running away from all these things that haunt you just make it worse. You know, trying to escape by drinking, or, you know, not to think about it, laughing things off, you know, those things, you don't realize they all fester over the years. So it's good to deal with them head on, you know, like if it's about writing them down and processing it, I think that's a helpful practice, because that's definitely helped me through a lot. Like I think I'm a lot more forgiving of myself now and more lenient with myself, which has definitely, you know, helped reduce that anxiety as it's talking about. Yeah. That makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you. You synthesized it. Thanks, Chelle. This was great.
Thanks.
Tune in for the next episode where Chelle and I will be talking about Big Little Lies. Labo.
Labo.
And Ozark.
And Ozark! Ozark! Wait, quick. Can I see the boy?
Yeah. I'm going to stop recording. All right. Bye, Chelle.
Bye.
Nene. Bye. On the